It's one of numerous unfortunate ripple effects of last week's killing of two grizzly bears in the Nelson area by the BC Conservation Officer Service. Last Friday, Lisa Thompson, the local community coordinator for WildSafe BC, announced on Facebook that she would be resigning from her position at the end of August. As emotions rose last week in the community, some had speculated on social media that posts Thompson and WildSafe BC had made asking residents to report the whereabouts and activities of the grizzly bear family had helped lead to the bear's demise. Thompson says WildSafe BC had no influence on wildlife management, nor are they privy to decisions or actions of government ministries or the Conservation Officer Service.
I want the public to know that myself, WildSafe BC, has had nothing to do with any of the tragic circumstances of this week. And yes, while we do work with the Conservation Officer Service, you know, we're not spies for them or whatever has been suggested over the course of the last few days.
Thompson said WildSafe BC Nelson has been serving the community of Nelson and RDCK areas E and F for approximately 12 to 14 years. She has been working in the role of community coordinator for the past five seasons and says it has been her role to educate the public about wildlife attractants and to provide education and solutions to residents, businesses, schools, community groups, the municipalities, and other local government agencies. Thompson added by email that the Conservation Service relies on WildSafe BC community coordinators to canvass and address high human-wildlife conflict neighborhoods. She said the intention is to help residents who may need assistance in securing and managing attractants. The end goal is to prevent the lethal removal of bears and other large, dangerous wildlife. She acknowledges the perception about WildSafe's social media posts, but she does not believe she deserves the personal attacks and abuse she has suffered as a result.
I can see how public perception, and people are always quick to jump to conclusions without having, you know, factual information or even reaching out to me saying, hey, this looks really sus, instead of just kind of jumping down going, you know, it's your hand that killed them and all the rest of the vitriol that has ensued.
Thompson also said she believes that the decision to kill the bears came from somewhere outside the Conservation Officer Service.
I know that it was not a Conservation Officer Service decision. This was above them. Yep, being law enforcement, being a government agency, you know, we're all have to toe the line and, you know, follow orders and such. So, yeah, it was not the decision of the Conservation Officer Service.
Kootenai Co-op Radio reached out to the Ministry of Environment and Parks for clarification in an interview, but they had not responded by deadline. Asked whether she believes the two yearling cubs who were captured and relocated will survive on their own without their mother and sibling, Thompson said she's hopeful, but it's a waiting game.
I am always ever hopeful that they will thrive and succeed together. They're quite bonded. There's still not enough research on rewilding successes. Mm-hmm. So that would be a case of you're waiting to see. And they're now being tracked and monitored. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of competition out there and it's not a great natural food resource year.
Thompson is sad to be leaving her position, but said that under the circumstances, she didn't feel she could stay on until the end of the season, which is usually the end of November.
My reasons would be very much based on the grizzly deaths and how I feel about them. Yeah, it just didn't feel right to continue on with this work.
For Kootenai Co-op Radio News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jamie Frederick.